Welcome to the HoustonTexans.com podcast.
Thanks, Mark, and thank you for listening to this podcast at HoustonTexans.com. I'm Drew Doherty. After his team's win over the Bengals in Cincinnati, head coach Gary Kubiak spoke with the media and answered questions about the victory on the road.
It's a big win, John. I tell you, obviously got ourselves in a tough spot with a couple of tough losses, early in the season, but that's this league. You know, we came in here against a heck of a football team, and we made our share of mistakes, but boy, we played hard all day, and really made a lot of plays in all three phases of the game. It was a good team win.
Gary, what happened? First, there was a good roar of laughter, and then there was a roar of cheering.
No, I can't take you through that one. You have to figure that one out yourself. No, I'll let them tell you then. Go see Chris White. I'll put it that way.
Who'd you give your game balls to?
I think we're going to go home and probably end up giving them to a lot of people, but I gave it to Cushing. I think he forced two fumbles, had an interception. And then Matt continues to, some of these numbers he's put up on the road in this league, John, are been exceptional, and just leading his team and battling his team. Well, they're just getting better. I mean, they're now they've got some football under their belt. They've been playing together, and I think that's the key. Jock coming back healthy has allowed us to settle down on the back end. Pollard has been a great addition. We went more athletic with our front in the last 3 weeks. We kind of went more with smaller guys, moving them around, moving Antonio inside, moving Bullman inside, and they have responded. So I just think they're growing up together, and they should continue to get better.
What about streaming out there, John?
I'm sorry.
Being out there?
Well, I mean, he deserves to be out there, Mark. I mean, this guy has played as consistent football for us as anybody we have, and I don't care if he's 50. He belongs out there, and he does his job. He does it hard. Our guys can count on him. He's very well respected on our team.
Cush,
yeah, no, I mean, no, and it's interesting to me. He seems to make his biggest plays and toughest times in the game. He just finds a way to get a ball out, make a play. Just a very tough competitor that, you can tell he's played in big games. When games get close, games get tight, Cushing usually shows up. So that probably stems from what he played in week in and week out where he came from. Just exceptional, Mark. We really struggled in a way to get him a couple times out in space, but first play of the game was a great indicator where he was heading today. And, the good thing for him right now is his catches are big. I mean, his yards per catch, I think, have got to be on pace for probably his best year. I don't know. I could be wrong. But when he's making plays, he's making big plays.
You talked specifically on the defense. There was a quick change situation after you guys turned it over.
Yeah.
They went right back and got the ball.
Yeah, I mean, we couldn't have put them in a worse spot. We're fixing to close the game out there with 6 minutes left. We get two holding penalties back-to-back, and then Steve puts the ball on the ground, and, you would think that would be deflating for a team, but they go out there and find a way to get it right back. So I just think they're playing with a lot of confidence. Frank's doing a great job with them, and, I think the staff and the group is kind of growing up together, and, been really nice these past few weeks.
More people coming and going, it seems, though, like the last couple of 3 weeks, it's been the same.
Yeah, I think if you take out the last 8 minutes of the Arizona half, the first half, they've been pretty darn consistent as a defensive football team. So I think they're just gaining confidence. I really do. I mean, they're out there together. I mean, they're just watching them. I think Dante's playing as good as he's played, obviously, and D'Amico was excellent today too. I want to say he was in double digits tackles, and so they're coming along together, and that's what it's all about.
Were you nervous a couple of times there? Looked like you should have.
Yeah, it seems like we get ourselves in some great situations, and we don't always capitalize on them, John. We had first and goal at 11 with an 11-point lead. So right there, you're thinking the worst thing that happens here. We kick a field goal, we get a 2-touchdown lead with 5 minutes left, and before you know it, we've got third and forever back there on the 35, and we fumble. So we got to stay out of that. We got to find a way to close those games and stay away from penalties in those situations. And but regardless, we overcame them today.
You touched on it a little earlier, but coming here and be a team that was 1-1.
Yeah. Well, it's huge, Mark. I mean, we don't really get into each week the status of each game in a lot of ways. We prepare the same way. We know what we got to face. We try not to get caught up in too many things. Just make sure we're concentrating on playing good football. But our guys knew it was a big game. I mean, it would have been very difficult to get in a 2-4 hole in this league. And but you know, we responded and guys played very well.
When we ask you after a loss, do you feel relieved right now, excited?
No, I'm excited, John. I'm excited for all those guys. They've been working so hard. You know, I told them last night before I walked out of the team meeting, I said, you know, you guys have been working so hard, and you deserve to feel better on Sunday afternoon. But for us to feel better, me, the coaches, and you guys, we're going to have to find a way to make a few more plays a week to win those games. We can't wait on people to them not to make the plays. Let's us go make the plays to win, and that's what I'm most proud of today. I thought we played all day. I'm sorry. If it's not. No, that.
Flip side of this is you had like, I think, 4 possessions. You started at the end of the field and came away with nothing. You overcome.
Yeah, we had 2 great possessions, up 14-7. I think we had the ball at the 50-yard line, then back at the 37-yard line, and gave it back to them both times. And gave them points right before the half. And, you know, things like that can be when you're not I want to use the word veteran team, but when you're not, those things can really send you the wrong direction. To me, what's encouraging is that we're starting to overcome those things, and it's not sending us in the wrong direction, and today's a great example.
They're the Cardiac kids. They've won 3 in the last minute. You guys are judges. Turn it around.
John, I'm not going to avoid that question. I don't think you turn the corner in one game. I think you keep playing. I think our guys understand. They're learning more and more every week how hard it is to win in this league, and how the difference is few plays here or there. And I know I'm redundant with that, but it's something that you have to learn to do, because this game's such about the long haul. We got to come back next week and be just as good next week. So looking forward to that.
It's, you know,
16. Yeah. Well, we've been more active up front, John. Like I said, but we went smaller. We suited up Frank today, but we've been smaller, suiting 5 ends and 3 inside players in the past 3 weeks. And with that, it scares you a little bit, but we've been more active. We've been more active up front, making plays and moving people around. And give Bill a lot of credit. He's done a hell of a job with that rotation and moving Antonio around. Well, I think it has been the last few weeks, John. You know, when you make a decision to move some of the Bullman and Antonio and those guys inside, size wise, you know, you're gonna play against bigger people. But if you're active and making plays and shooting gaps and, you know, doing those things, which it looks like we've kind of started to do, that's encouraging.
You mentioned White. How did he look today?
Well, I think between the two of them, I think Chris was probably the more of the steady guys between he and Caldwell. Remember, that's Caldwell's first time out, but he'll get better. And like I told him last night in the meeting also, I told Casey, he's the elder statesman of the group, and that's unbelievable. But for us to get to where we want to go, we're going to have three young guards play well. So good start for him today.
Unlike your first year when you go out there and you knew you were playing this team that was more talented than you. 6 games in, you haven't been on the field against a team that's more talented.
So I think we got a chance to win every week, but we got a chance to get beat every week too. Those two things go hand in hand, and we got to, you know, if we protect the ball better, God, we can even get better. And that's something we got to do. But this football team just needs to keep preparing and keep working. And like I said, it's a long, hard road, but this is a big win.